All right. The Metro Council is kind of busy right now. They got a lot of moving parts. They got to fix something that's, they got to replace an empty seat and do so just for a little while because it's going to be replaced in November anyway. Joining us now is Metro Councilwoman Lori White Adams. Lori, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for the early time because it's nice and cool outside this morning.
Oh, okay. I thought you were being sarcastic. Most people get mad at me because it's early.
Normally, and said early in the morning, I was like, yes, as early as possible.
It's so good. All right. No, good. I'll take that as, you know, I'll take that in the spirit it was intended. So Lamont Cole, he gone.
Yes, he is.
Moving over to be the school's superintendent, right. Which I think once it was all said and done, a lot of people were like, okay, we came out okay on that end.
Yeah.
Lamont will do as good or better than a job that, you know.
Sure. I think a hometown the last guy has
yeah,
a good,
yeah,
has
yeah.
A good shot.
Yeah. Well, he's got experience on three levels there.
Absolutely.
He's been on the front lines teaching. He's got the administrative experience as a principal.
Absolutely.
And as a Metro Council member, he's got that legislative style experience.
Absolutely.
That will apply to him being able to work with the school board.
Sure. And has, you know, deep connections in the community, well known,
yeah.
Lots of relationships, you know, and is a known entity, which when someone comes in from the outside is not necessarily the case.
Right. Yeah. He's going to have a lot working for him. That being said, though, he's leaving a huge gap.
Sure. Absolutely.
So it is
tough situation.
August 8th.
Mm-hmm.
There will be an election on November 5th,
but
y'all have to fill the seat.
That's right.
Up until then, the seat can't just go empty.
Absolutely. District 7 has to have representation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if you got the notification, but three council members called for a special meeting mm-hmm. on Wednesday at 2:30. So a week.
Oh, the 14th.
That's
yes.
Right. The 14th
yep.
at 2:30. And at that meeting, we will select someone to serve in that seat in the interim for the remaining, you know, months, really, until January 4th or 5th, whatever our inauguration day is for 2025.
You know what? You just shot my math all to hell. I was counting down to November.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, District 7 needs representation all the way through January.
Yes, that's right.
Good call.
Maybe January
okay.
2nd. I can't remember. But whatever that, it's set in the plan of government. Whatever
yeah.
that inauguration date is, they'll
right.
serve until that date.
Okay.
And then, of course, not easy because then you also have to elect a new mayor pro tem, which is not normally the case
right.
when you have an opening, a vacancy.
So we'll talk about the mayor pro tem part separate.
Okay. Sure.
If you are wanting to put in your application to be the temporary, the interim Metro Council person.
And you have to put in an application.
Yes.
We need everybody who's interested to put in an application.
What are the qualifications here that set things up? Obviously,
right.
you have to live in the district.
You have to live in the district. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, have lived in the district for, I don't know, 6 months, a year. I'll be honest with you, I can't remember exactly
okay.
which it is. But what you would want to do is first go to, you know, our BRLA.gov, mm-hmm. Go to Councilman Cole's webpage on our BRLA.gov and look at the map and confirm that you live in the district, the current district. So just to add another layer of complication, we're dealing with two maps right now.
Right. And it's an important point right now because
yes.
there are two people remaining on the ballot running in November for that seat.
That's right.
If I understand things correctly, one of those two people does not currently live in the district,
that's
but
correct.
Will once the new map kicks in.
Absolutely. That's
so,
that's my understanding as well.
Right. She would not be eligible to be the interim.
No, she's
because
not.
She
doesn't
live
in the district.
Right.
That's
yeah.
right. I mean, it is. You could. I mean, I don't know what other complications we could add to this situation.
So many.
It's
because the person who's serving
tough.
As interim is going to go in knowing they have no chance of becoming the Metro Council
that's
person
right.
there. They can't turn it from interim into permanent.
That's right.
Unless you're the one remaining candidate who's on the ballot.
Absolutely.
Bell is his last name.
Yes, right. Alfred Bell.
Alfred
yes.
Bell. And Twana Harris is the other person.
That's right. That's correct.
The person who is living in the upcoming district.
That's
okay.
right. Yes.
But unless you're Alfred Bell, you can't turn
right.
interim into permanent because
yes.
qualifying is already closed.
Absolutely.
So the
that's
ballot
right.
is the ballot.
It is what it is.
Okay. So,
but if you ever want to just try out being a Metro Council person for, you know, 4 or 5 months, this
yeah.
is your opportunity if you live in District 7.
Try it on. Walk around for a while. Make sure it fits.
Exactly.
It's. I mean, you know, it's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean it's a really unique situation. It really is.
No, it is, but it brings up so many other questions, Lori. In that, like, you had an incumbent, and I don't want to dive too far down this rabbit
sure.
hole, but there's the
sure.
What would it take to get qualifying reopened to reopen the ballot for?
Well, because
that would change the nature of who applies for the post in the interim.
Right, and I think you know really. Just listening to y'all's news
about
Ebony Johnson,
yeah.
and, right? That's I think this. I don't know for sure but because I'm not fully versed on state law, mm-hmm. but from that response there and other things that I know, I think it just is what it is.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate timing. It's very strange timing. If this had happened a month ago, I think the District 7, ballot would look different, right? You'd have a lot of people.
If there wasn't an incumbent on the ballot at the time,
yes.
I think that would have changed a lot of minds along the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. I don't think... certainly you don't look at the mayor pro tem and think, oh, that's something I want to, somebody I want to run against for him right. to try to beat him out of his seat. No, I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, look, Lamont Cole within Lamont Cole's district is that's wildly
right.
popular.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
but that's a whole other news
it
story
is,
for a whole other news
it
cycle.
Is, it's wild. It's really wild.
Let's get back to on August 14th, y'all are going to go ahead and pick somebody. So you pick that person to swear them in same night.
Oh, absolutely. We'll swear them in immediately,
yeah.
and then they will have to cast a vote for the mayor, whoever the new mayor pro tem is going to be.
Okay. Now, how do we work that process? Right. What are the qualifications to be mayor pro tem?
Oh, 7 votes.
That's it. Everybody on the council. There's no ranking based off of seniority or...
No, I think certainly that would go into consideration of who people gave their vote to, right? Mm-hmm. Because, serving on the council can be very complex. Managing those meetings can be very complex and difficult. You need to have a working knowledge of rules, of decorum, to manage those meetings. So certainly, I would be looking towards someone who's been on for a while, who knows the ropes, and who can really, guide those meetings in a very productive and efficient way. It's so frustrating for the public when those meetings are not efficient.
Well, and we've had history in this city parish
right.
of those meetings being completely derailed. Lamont
right.
Cole has done a good job of keeping order within the meetings for
yes,
sure.
Right.
I look at the mayor pro tem's post and I'm like, I don't envy that at all.
Right.
Because we've seen in the past, Mike Walker did a great job handling that. I remember, not to get too far down the history, but how exhausted did Joe Greco always look?
Yeah.
Like he just...
herding cats, right.
He looked like the grandfather at a Thanksgiving table for a dysfunctional family.
That's
just
hysterical.
Like, please, everybody sit down. Just sit down and eat. That's all
me.
We want. Just get me through Thanksgiving, please. I'm going to go watch football in an hour. Like,
he
looked like he was drained from that.
Yeah, I understand that.
Nature of the gig, though.
It's intense. So not only are you, need to be fully versed on everything on that agenda before you go and sit in that seat, you've got to understand the dynamics of the council people and where they are mm-hmm. and who needs to be heard and what's going to happen, but also the public and making sure that everybody, receives their time, their ability to comment publicly, that people are treated fairly. And that you're keeping order at the same time, moving things along, not missing things that are happening in the room that you need to address or make space for or mm-hmm. shut down, right?
Right.
I mean, it's pretty tremendous. It's pretty tremendous. I know.
The bottom line of it is, come hell or high water, we'll have a new mayor pro tem next Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
Has there been any inkling of, like, how many hats are being thrown in the ring here?
I think a number of people. I think the good news is that we have a... I think a council that's very involved. We have, council members that are, I think, doing good jobs and have the right temperament for this. But I think there are a lot of people to choose from. It's certainly not something that I'm interested in right now.
Okay.
But names floating around, Dwight Hudson has certainly been on the council for a while.
Dwight and I knew that.
yeah. Of course he was interested, 4 years ago when
yes.
Lamont Cole was elected. Right. So it's not surprising that we would see him. I've heard the names Jen Rocca, Carolyn Coleman, Aaron Moak, I think has expressed interest. Brandon Knoll. I mean, there are a number of people.
Okay. But you just rattled
interest.
Off 5.
I did. That's right.
Okay. So if there's 12 council persons and 5 people right. out there, you're not getting the 7. So this is going to be,
right now that for the people who are interested, they are working on getting their 7 votes.
Okay.
All right. You have to get to 7. That's the magic number. Yeah.
Follow-up question, and there's no way you can answer this, so feel free to punt if you want to.
Yeah.
I'm just putting this out there. How does someone avoid tying a quid pro quo on appointing the interim council person from a mayor pro tem vote?
Yeah, that's an interesting. I haven't really thought about that, to be honest with you. I mean, so you know, the way I am looking, the way I am looking at it, you know, so we could, I can only really talk from my perspective, but the way I'm looking at it is, you know, who has the ability to provide calm, stable leadership? Who do we know is going to call balls and strikes and be fair and really, you know, present well for the city of Baton Rouge? And for the parish of East Baton Rouge. So I tend to be someone who's looking at merits and qualifications. But yeah, I don't. That's interesting.
Yeah, I got so many visuals in my head right now. We got just a couple minutes left with Lori White Adams before we get to news. There are other things going on with the Metro Council right now.
There are other things going on. I mean, yep. Of course, the two we talked about are the top, but there are other things going on right now. I think you're going to see Move BR is going to have another bond issue. So we have a lot of Move BR projects that are in process right now. And the, you know, were the part of the original, the first set of funding. This is always,
Move BR, another set of projects, which means more road cones.
Probably. Yes.
More lane closures, more shutdowns.
Yeah, remember how long it takes from getting the funding to getting the design work done, to doing the RFPs. I mean, these are long processes.
I'm well aware of that because between here and LSU, you take Nicholson Drive. That has been a nightmare for, what, going on 3 years now?
Wow. Two years? Yeah. So I might be wrong on that timeline. I don't drive that. I don't drive that very frequently.
I drive that one twice a week. And it's awful.
Yeah. Oh, so for me, Jefferson Highway would be the one. But it's a DOTD project, not a Move BR.
That's an important distinction there. It is. As folks are out on the road, no one's really translating. You see road cones. Nobody's saying, okay, that's now right. I have to sort through and see whose fault this actually is.
No, that's right. It's very confusing. Yeah. And Jefferson Highway is a critical, you know, artery in my district. And people, I think of it as a local road. It's not as a state road. And we've done some Move BR projects around that to tie in to what Jefferson Highway, you know.
Nicholson's also a state road. It's Highway 30.
To be honest with you, I'm guessing that's also a DOTD project. I don't know. I have to look. I know the projects in my district backwards and forwards. I don't know other people's projects.
All right, so when it comes to the second round of Move BR projects. We got about 30 seconds left. Give the scope of, how many more are we talking about here?
Oh, my gosh. To be honest with you, I've seen those numbers, but they're not in my head at the moment. But, if you go to the Move BR website, it's all there. It's all the projects that we voted on. Just want to remind people that, you know, if you think any of these projects are stupid, and sometimes I hear that, these were voted on by the people, and we don't have the ability to go back and change those projects. This was voted on by the
beginning of the process. And, there was...
I know, and I get it. There's some projects that people don't agree with, but they are what they are at this point.
Absolutely.
We can't go back and change that vote of the people.
All right, so we're 1 week away, less than a week away, from having a temporary, an interim council person and a mayor pro tem. She's Lori White Adams. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Brian.